Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pick Up the Phone, sis. We know it's been a little bit, but life be lifing. It's your girl, Teresa.
And it's Sugar Onay. How y'all doing today? I
Okay.
crack myself up, I can't lie.
No, literally. And so before we get started, one of our supporters suggested that we share like what we've been listening to or current event type in our own personal life type of thing. So I'll be sharing the song I've been listening to on repeat. Like I can't not go a day without listening to this song. I've been listening to Mutt by Leon Thomas. Very talented songwriter. I know he got the coin. He's from Victorious, if y'all remember the black boy off of Victorious. I didn't watch that show for us. So I don't know his name on the show, but
Yeah, I
yeah.
feel it.
Oh,
And
and he
he wrote for SZA too, right? Yeah, he
oh
did.
yeah, he did. He's
He
been writing
did.
for a lot of people. I think he wrote for Chris Brown too.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to Pink Panthers.
Okay.
I like that internet elevator music. But she released a music video for her song Tonight, and I think it's so cute. It's like Bridgerton vibes.
Oh, adorable. Love that. I've been listening to Chris Brown residual. And mind you, nobody's broken my heart. I just love that song. Like I'll listen to it without the instrumental, like all that. Like it's just top tier. And you can change me for Spider-Man, Superman. I feel them. These niggas think I'm Spider-Man, Superman.
I'm on
Can't
the
save
phone.
them.
I don't know what song she's talking about,
You
son.
don't know that song? You ain't lit. Oh,
Superman, Spider-Man. No,
you
ma'am.
haven't been listening to Drake and Party Next Door, something sexy for you, something sexy to you, something, whatever the hell the album's called.
No, I only heard like the fake Latino song.
I like it. Making music to your padre, mi amor. I like that too. I've been listening to that whole album back to back to back to
You
back
should
to back.
start listening to real actual Latinos.
I mean, them too. I stuck with them.
That. No, I'm just saying. If you like that, you might like the real thing.
No, I feel that.
I
I
don't know
want to go
what it's called.
dancing, actually.
I like salsa dancing. It's called Roman Santos or something, or Roman. I don't know. Some Latino man named Roman Romeo. That's been popping up, and it's like. That tune, y'all know if y'all know.
Yes. Hold on, there's a song too, that a Spanish song that I like by Big Nongo Fresh. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That I know the hold
Right.
on. My Spanish teacher my Spanish teacher in high school had us listening to this. Big Nongo Fresh. That's my shit. I like Spanish music.
I'm on the floor.
Oh, it's called La Única. La Única. That's my junk right there. So y'all go listen to Big Nongo Fresh featuring Fresh Bowden. It's
Okay.
good. Turn it up. Has it started yet?
I think this might not be the song, but it's the person who sings it for sure. Romeo Santos.
Okay, Romeo Santo. And this is mine right here. I can't hear it.
Can't hear?
No.
Maybe they got anti-plagiarism.
Me, right?
Uh-oh.
This is my, let me see if you can hear mine though. Y'all, this is my drum. I know this whole song. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, y'all, we had a little ad
Okay,
break.
so for today's actual topic, we're going to be talking about dun, 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 They don't want no fat bitches in fashion. No, serious note.
Not Big Bags Be Gone. Not even that. Like, okay, y'all. So let's just say, like, when we be saying Big Bag, like, it's just really, it's like not on no insecurity shit. It's just like people just really just be like, if you a size 10, they just think you're the biggest person in the world. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, what's happening?
Yeah, so what made us think about this topic is like last week we were, well, I was on TikTok and I seen this video and it was a trans model who signed and it was a black trans model signed and she was talking about how like the modeling industry really does reflect the greater part of society. And so in the clip, she's basically like, you know, all the gender non-conforming girls and dolls are, you know, taking the piercings out, not getting any more tattoos, trying to cover up the tattoos. Anybody with alternative style is toning it down, just like looking sort of more basic and more everyday kind of vibe. And it's really because the government and society's getting more conservative. And I'm sure anybody who's been on TikTok the way I be, seen the takes about how Gen Z's like low-key conservative and prudish now, which is like insane, but it is what it is. And that reflects in modeling. And since we're two models, that's what we want to talk about. So yeah, for example, I know a board, like on the board that I signed to up until next week. They'd be like, they're like, when I first signed, so whatever, it's like, you know, there wasn't that many black girls on the board to begin with, but I mean, we've been noticing like a trend of the models we are seeing get posted by like different curve modeling agencies. Nowadays, they're not above a size 10, so it's really like girls who are a 4, 6, 8 kind of vibe. You know, very much Caucasian and or light skinned Latina and or biracial black, curl texture kind of vibes, or very light skin or just light skin. I don't know. It's just like looking not as, I don't want to put this, not looking as diverse as, you know,
Everybody's trying to portray that they are. Like I feel like it gives like a little. Sometimes stuff be giving a little paper bag.
Okay.
If you're on one side of the paper bag, then you good. Or if it's not, if you not passing the paper bag test, then it's like the in-between girls who are like, you know, brown to like dark skin, and like then like people with super deep skin tones, like, you know what I mean? Like, then those girls are working. But it's like the people in between right here is like, oh, I don't know. If I'm gonna get her black, I'm gonna make sure she real black. And if I'm gonna get her to be kind of black, I'm gonna just make sure that she half black.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like
And like, even when it comes to like hair stuff too, like I was talking to someone and they were like, yeah, like basically in a nutshell, these weren't the exact words, but basically, if you was light skinned, you would probably work more with your curly hair. But since you're more on the darker side, it's not as marketable to do.
it's insane. Mind you, these are for black clients, black hair care clients. That'd be the craziest part. It'd be like, oh, I mean, but you know, our community got its own problems, so that's a
We really do. We really.
like,
That's a whole nother other episode, child. That's a whole nother other episode. And it's like the white man did a number on us, no shade. And that's just true. But back to what we were talking about, like, I feel like, first of all, if a girl is not like a size 6, or really, which is really strange to me, I want to say that people start considering models curve at a size 4. So like I think that's weird, because I'm like, first of all, for a girl who is a size 4, I wouldn't, like, if I was a size 4, I would be look feeling crazy if somebody's trying to call me a
A
plus
plus
size.
size model, right?
Like, there's nothing plus size about me. Like, I'm literally a size 4, or even to a size 6, to a size 8, to a 10. Like, that's
Like
not
people
plus
who wear a normal size medium at Target, like
size.
a size shirt at Target.
What are
or
we saying here?
a B cup, A cup. That's gonna cause I'm assuming, some type of mental distress with a girl, with everybody calling her Tina the Talking Tummy.
Okay.
You know, like,
My size ain't even in the double digits. Like, I don't even have two. I can't even get to a size 10. Now I can see like if plus started like at a 10, 12. Because even to me, like some girls who are size 10, it's like you're still pretty skinny, but that's starting to give that curve. You add it into the little extra. You got your little extra picture. You got some hips, you got some booty, you got this, you got that. So like, okay, but even then it's like mentally draining because it's like, dang, now you're on the cusp of almost being a skinny model. So it's like, do I starve myself or do I gain more weight? And I've heard like a lot of models like going through this like mental thing of like, I don't know what to do because I'm comfortable here. But in order to do my job, I have to either be here or here.
I mean, because honestly, too, I feel like, I mean, we're both feeling the pressure. We got to get down with
Yeah.
the pounds,
Oh,
like,
yeah. If
my
you can't
heart.
beat them, join them. No shade. Now, I ain't gonna be no size two, but if y'all see me running for my life on the ground, thank you. Thank you. Drop a championship ring in the comments.
Oh, warrior. Get my steps and eating salad, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Girl, Pilates, do you hear me? Like, it's just a strange, I don't know. Because, like you said, like, I've definitely been feeling it. Like, don't get me wrong, I think I'm the baddest beep since Trina. Like, I don't feel as if like I need to necessarily like do all these different things to like change the way I look so that I can love myself more, blah 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 blah. Granted,
I'm trying to work
I'm trying to work
best capacity
and
and
be healthy,
having
like
what I want and the results and the opportunities. And unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever, we work in a looks-based industry and, trending-based type industry. People, because I don't actually think people genuinely ever really loved plus-size people or was
It was
really.
a movement.
You know what I mean? It was just like a marketing thing and it was making money. I don't actually think
Right.
he like cared to have all this diversity.
They don't. They don't. They don't.
So that's that. And it's like not even just us, like a lot of curve girls we've been talking to, like people's work has been slowed down, and like even different boards in across wherever, everywhere, have been closing down the curve section of their web and the curve board, which just sucks for a lot of people. I don't know, it's just like very interesting.
It is very interesting, but it also like makes you get into a space where it's like when you got to start pivoting, and like especially if you are like starting modeling and you really want this to be a career, you really want to work into it, understand this, like trends is going to change. Always make sure you got use something else on the side that you do. Like for me, I do makeup. So if work is getting slow in modeling, I can always be like, let me go beat a couple faces or let me go do this. Like, let me go do this because it helps to keep your mind off of stuff, but also like still keeping you like, okay, I still have open availability to where if something does come in, I could still work it. Even though I'm not working, like when I first started modeling, I was working like once or twice a week, at least. And that's on the slow end. Like, you know what I mean? To things maybe coming up once every other week or sometimes once a month. And it's like that's a lot of pressure. So it's like
And that's a
being,
big change, like, because
yeah.
you also get it, like, as an adult, a lot of times, most people's, like, are at, well, maybe not nowadays, but you're at work a lot during the day.
Yeah.
So you go from being at work, like, doing that kind of vibe, so you have to fill up your time. So it is important that you have other things you're doing and looking forward to. And investing yourself, like, you can be going to school and be a model. Don't quit school. If you haven't been doing it for X amount of time and having success, you could still be trying. Don't quit all any other thing you're trying to do just to be a model. I don't think that would make too much sense. Like, you could also have a corporate job and be a model, or still pursue modeling outside of your corporate job. You could be a server, a bartender, or make your own things.
Make some jewelry, shop Akuya.
Okay.
Shop Akuya, thank you.
I'm staring. Akuya T design.
Okay.
I
Get your postcards, get your earrings. Thank you.
have my Etsy account. We're live.
We're dropping that in the what's that thing called on Instagram? The caption slot.
Okay. I mean, yeah, and just having other stuff that you do is super important. Like,
Yeah, a hobby.
yeah,
Like,
like.
because sometimes it's not always about like, okay, I
Nope.
need to be making. Sometimes you're in a position where it's like, okay, maybe I did a big job, but now I just don't. I have the money, but I just don't have anything to do. Go outside and find something. Learn yourself.
Okay.
Go jump rope. Go pick a flower. Go keep your heart open. Drink some coffee. Learn the life. Like, be Phineas and Ferb. Like, what am I going to do today? And wake up and do something.
Okay. And
Like,
try to have at least one friend in fashion that you can relate to and you actually like, and y'all are
right.
weirdos at all.
Thank you. Because I'm not gonna lie, moving to New York and like meeting Teresa, it was like somebody, it was, I'm trying to figure out exactly how to say it. Like, meeting somebody like at the perfect time that it was like, it just made so much sense. Like, dang, like this girl gets me bad. Like, I could just tell her anything and she can be like, oh yeah, I felt that. And actually feel it, because a lot of people say they feel you, but they're not. But you're not feeling me though. You couldn't feel me because you haven't been through the experience to actually feel what I'm feeling for real. And yeah, because like your outside friends outside of fashion, like of course you are still great, love you down. But it's like if I tell you something, it's just like you could give me what you think is your advice, but you never been through it, so it's hard to like
Like stuff
navigate
sounds
that.
crazy. I remember when I would tell my sister, like, yeah, so I did work this job like 2 months ago, but they have net 90 days, so they still ain't paid me. And mind you, like my sister's a pharmacist. She's not getting her paycheck every 2 weeks, so she's
Listen.
no, you need to tell somebody. You need to, and she has a type A personality. You need to, and I'd be like, girl, you gotta chill out. It's like there's a perfect balance between like, being serious to people, but you also, it's like a sort of like we have a service job in a way, you know what I mean? Kind of like there's no HR, so you have to tightrope a delicate balance with these people, getting your point across and getting your needs met. As well as working with the system.
So what do you think like is a job that maybe you worked before modeling that kind of helped you like navigate this like career as far as like everything, whatever?
Well, like I haven't had a corporate job ever. So I've worked in retail and I worked in customer. Well, this customer service. So I've worked in retail and I was a fashion assistant slash stylist assistant before. And also production, fashion production.
Period.
So, I mean, these are all service-based jobs and our job is sort of service-based and like you have to be people-facing. People have to like you. Like if you're a server, your table, if you want a tip, your table has to like you to a certain extent to want to get and you have to have some rapport with them, get along with people quick in a short amount of time. That's modeling. Like, for example, you could go on a set, you get there 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever. It might not be, you might not be a morning person, whatever, but it's more about, okay, I know I'm at work now, so I have to turn on my personality. Be chit chatty. Like, this might be the first time. Yes, it is 7 o'clock in the morning, but you also have to remember this is the first time you're meeting somebody. You have to make a good impression the first time you meet somebody. Every time, but if it's a new client, you are gonna have a, oh my, like have you seen that meme on TikTok where it's like, yes, and it, oh my God, yes, oh my God, yeah, that's sort of what it is. Like
I
you're
mean,
having a conversation about, oh my, yes, I mean I'd be asking the same thing. How'd you get into hair and makeup? Oh my God, yeah. How'd you get, how, why'd you become a model? Oh my God, yeah. Like it's like the same thing over and over again.
right.
Especially if it's your first time meeting somebody, like you Not that you don't care, but you just might not be a morning person. You might not have had your coffee that morning, and they might not have their coffee that morning, but you still have to make a good impression. So I think
Right.
my service job, it would prep anybody for doing this.
For sure.
Customer facing, being a having interpersonal skills and just being relaxed. What about you? What do you think?
I feel that. Okay, so I didn't have so many daggone jobs, but I definitely agree with like service working. Like I was a server, and being a server, like you said, you really got to make sure that everybody's happy, like in a good way, but also like kind of get your point across and do it quick. And I feel like that helps for sure. I worked at Kroger, like as a cashier. So I was just constantly in contact with like different kinds of people. And like, in a way, like when you model, you don't necessarily have to be like with the same people every single day. So I think like me meeting all different forms of people from different walks of life that like, okay, this man is a doctor and this person's an orthopedic surgeon and this person like may not be like living like their bestest life ever. Like they kind of struggling to get their groceries. Like it kind of just makes you be like, I don't know, like you see humans for real sometimes. So like more compassionate, I guess, for like certain things. So emotional wise, I feel like I just be like taking people for who they are, if that makes sense. I also used to work with her name is Alima. Shout out to you, girl. Love you, queen. She owns an agency and I used to help scout. So we would go like state to state and like scout and like do stuff like that. And she would also I was kind of like her assistant. So like I assisted her with things we would do like with the agency if girls needed this or needed makeup to get done or whatever she needed, like I would just be there to kind of help her do that, as well as like us just traveling around the city and like her taking pictures of me. So I'm like always shooting, always shooting, always shooting, which helped me get better with like my posing and stuff. And then just like learning the behind the scenes of modeling and kind of understanding the like what really goes into it outside of just showing up and taking pictures. 'Cause that's not like everything. Like obviously you show up, you take a picture, but it's so much stuff that goes into submitting, like really, like it's little stuff too, like making sure that you're reading the email in its entirety. Like sometimes you might need to read it twice to make sure you're giving this person everything that they asking for, because you miss one thing and they like, oh, either she can't read or she don't listen. Like, you know what I mean? And just like paying attention to like the small details and stuff. So yeah.
I agree. It's a pretty fast-paced industry. I will, yeah, because also being on sets and not being a model, especially coming from that perspective, or having to answer emails and stuff, we'll talk about you. They'll be like, this trick can't, like, this is not what I email. Answer the question. And I mean, I feel them. Like, can you just answer the question? Just, we don't have to do 10 emails back and forth to get
Say,
at
yeah. Mean
person.
what you say what you mean, and do what I said, do. Thank you.
That definitely is the thing. You have to use your brain, like especially since
We're breaking up.
there is a stereotype that models are dumb. So it's like, please don't ever let somebody really think that they can play with you.
Okay, yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, I think overall, at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day,
Okay.
no matter what's
Go
going
in.
on, huh? What'd you say?
They go in.
Did it, at the end of the yeah, they gonna end.
Okay.
One of my favorite things is like and I be thinking like, shoot, if you can't beat them, join them. If this is what you want to do, like of course, like make sure that if you are losing weight, you're doing it in a healthy way. Like, you
Yeah.
know what I'm
Because it doesn't look good if you, no shade, it don't look good if you do, if you start starving out of nowhere. If your maintenance calorie is 2,000 and you're going from 2,000 to 200 calories and running for your life and losing 1,000 calories at the gym, you might not look how you want to look at the end of your journey with that formula. So
saying?
just think about that too.
Yeah, and just take everything day by day. As far as mental health, I think like journal, write it down, type it in your notes. Make if you don't like writing, do a video vlog and then just delete it if you don't want to see that again. Like, you know what I mean?
Off. Like Okay. Sometimes, you know what I mean? There are people, there's life is very long.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't gonna, you're not gonna be a model for 70 years, 9 times out of 10.
And trends change.
Exactly. And it's like you can do other things or you could come back to it. There are people who used to model when they were teens, stop modeling, have kids, whatever, then come back to it when they're 40. Because, you know, like you said, times have changed. So it's just about being well-rounded. You want to also enjoy life. You don't want to have eating disorder just to work a job.
Right.
Not gonna sustain you for life anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to think about
Blacked
that.
out.
Like, if you're also not in the arena where you're making that much money, like doing your job, then it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It's a difference between insert big name type person who's making $1 million a year with this job versus if you're not. You know what I mean? And it's just your dream. Not saying your dreams aren't valid, but you also got to think about it in a critical way as well.
And enjoy the journey. I think sometimes we get so caught up in what's going to be the end result that we're not focused on what's being handed to us, kind of what we're going through, and not accepting it because you're so busy trying to figure out, like, I need to get up out of there. But sometimes you need that like that fight with self to be like, okay, I don't want to be so focused on the end journey that I'm losing sight of what God's trying to teach me now that's going to help me at the end. Because when you do that, it's like, dang, now you done messed up the promise that God got for you. You with like, you're pushing it further away, trying to get closer to it, if that makes sense. I don't know how I wanted to say that, but yeah.
It's like you
Like,
can do all that and it's not gonna, it's like you're sabotaging yourself basically.
yeah.
You're not, like, for example, you start no nutrients getting in that body, your hair is gonna start breaking out. I mean, your face is gonna start breaking out, your hair is gonna
It
start,
will get brittle. Ooh.
skin gonna be looking bad. You're still not gonna get booked at whatever size. So it's like you might as well do things in a way that's healthy for you.
Right. And it's like, as much as it's like industry is changing, it's still work out here. Don't ever get that part twisted.
Okay.
It's still work out here. It's still clients that want to work. It's still plus size clients. It may not necessarily be the clients that you want to be working for at the moment, but it's still people out here that can get you money. And in the meantime, start creating an image of yourself that you like. Get on social media, show you putting on your outfits and stuff that you like. Somebody gonna reach out. Somebody gonna do this. If it's divine, it's gonna be happening.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to another episode of
Pick up the phone, sis.
With Your Girls.
May and T. Look at me talking about it.
Bye bye. Mwah.
Make sure y'all don't forget.
Like,
Like, comment,
comment,
subscribe.
and subscribe.
Send to a friend and your grandma.
It's two friends.
Okay. Send.
It costs nothing to send a link. Okay.
Thank you. All right, guys. Catch y'all next episode. Mwah.